Okay. It would appear by the amount of conversation that's just happened that actually most people have quite a lot to do before Christmas. If that's you, put your hand up, because that's definitely me. Are there any of those really, really smug people out there who've bought all of their presents and wrapped them and they've been at the top of the wardrobe since September? Ellie, look, Mrs. Preparation over here, I love it. Complete opposite to me. One of the joys of living in London, I'm originally from Ipswich, and my friends and my family have made me the premier destination for weekends away. They love coming to stay with me, and none more than my parents and my grandparents. It often feels like the four of them are up pretty much every weekend. They love it here, and as much as I'd love to think it's because they miss me, I think it's much to do with this gorgeous, amazing area that we live in, and that we're just so close to London, and it's just, they love it. They absolutely love it. What they don't get is the amount of preparation that goes into them coming up. Let me explain to you why. Growing up, my parents' and my grandparents' houses were both perfection. There was never a thing out of place. They were so clean. My parents' house is gorgeous. It's absolutely perfect. And it always was, except for my bedroom, which always looked like, you know, actually, it probably looked like it'd been robbed. It looked like someone had come in and turned out every drawer and, you know, like clothes all over the floor and you couldn't really see the carpet. And it's very, yeah, it was always a stress point in our house, shall we say. And my grandparents are even greater at this. My nanny is an expert at hosting. Her house is immaculate. It's always perfect. And they live two doors away from my parents' house, so I could pop round at any time, and I often did. I love my grandparents, and I'd be round there all the time. And I could go round at any time of the day or night, and they would be ready. The house would be absolutely perfect. The magazines would be lined up perfectly on this coffee table. Not a thing out of place. There'd always be something freshly baked, you know, on the side cooling, or, you know, in the cupboard. I could pop round at lunchtime, and there would always be a homemade batch of soup in the freezer, ready to be defrosted at any given moment. And, you know, I could go round at tea time, and there would always be enough extra for you to stay for dinner. I don't know how she does it. She is amazing at it. So as you can imagine, she has no idea the military operation that has to happen in my house the week before they come to stay. It is all hands on deck. Every ounce of the house needs to be tidied before it's even cleaned. I work from home a lot, and there's paper normally everywhere, and, you know, boxes and bits and pieces of youth work stuff and stuff that I've taken to a group and brought back, and it's just kind of sat in the hallway for maybe a bit longer than it should have done. And it's a real military operation. And as such, my worst nightmare is an unannounced guest. I love to give the impression that I am a domestic goddess, but unfortunately, I'm very, very far from it. And so the idea of someone coming up unannounced is my worst nightmare. So thankfully, my parents and my grandparents are always at least an hour and 40 minutes away. So, okay, you know, that's a great relief for me in my life. And that's the thing about Christmas. We know it's the 25th of December. It happens the same time every year. We know exactly how to prepare for it because we've been doing it all of our lives, right from childhood. We count down to it with our advent calendars. The adverts tell us what we need to be buying, but probably from about September onwards. We know what our table needs to look like because of the Marks and Spencers or the Lidl advert, you know, what our Christmas fare needs to appear to be. And I love cooking shows, and they're always telling you all the things that you need to cook. And actually, if you cook this stuff now, you can keep it so you're ready for those unexpected guests over the Christmas period. And there's something so amazing about preparing for something when you know it's going to happen. It's easy, isn't it? I know in advance that my parents are coming, my grandparents are coming, and it might be a military operation, but I can do it. What is less easy is preparing for something when you don't know when it's going to happen. And Advent is about, is a celebration, a period of preparation. And it is partly about preparing for Christmas, but it's also about this preparation for the coming again of Jesus. And we know that we don't know when it's going to happen. And that makes it really tough. So the girls in the story, half of them had got it right, but half of them were not ready. Half of them were not prepared. They thought they'd done their bit. They had their lamps, and they thought they were ready to go. So they thought they could just put their feet up and wait. When they realized they'd been caught short, two things happen. The first is they ask if they can borrow oil from the girls who were prepared. The answer is very clearly no. That seems really harsh when we hear it in the story. And maybe it seems harsh to us as well today. But there's something really important that we need to hear in that. We are responsible for our own preparations. We're responsible for our own faith. We can't live off other people's faith. We can't rely on our husbands' or our wives' faith to carry us through. We can't rely on our parents' faith. We can't rely on our children's faith. It is our responsibility to be prepared ourselves. The second thing that happens is that they miss the party. They miss the party because they're having to run around and find the oil for their lamps that they should have done already, that they should have done when nothing was happening, when they were just kicking back and relaxing. They miss the party. I'm looking around at all you fabulous, organised people. I'm sure you've never done this, but like I say, my worst nightmare is unexpected guests. And when they turn up, and I'm normally in my slobs, or my even worse, in my pyjamas. That's happened before. And I have to ask Joe, you know, Joe's sort of entertaining guests in the living room while I'm upstairs, like, rushing around for sort of first 15 minutes of them being there, trying to make myself look presentable, or scrabbing around in the kitchen cupboard trying to find something to present my guests with. And you miss the party. You miss what's happening. You miss what you've been waiting for. I love having people over, and you miss it because you're having to do the stuff that you should have done already. Don't miss the party. Don't miss the party. The real thing, though, that I think separates the two sets of girls is that the girls that were ready were actively waiting. Advent is a time of waiting, but it's not a time of sort of sitting back and chilling and resting on our laurels. It's a time of actively waiting, actively preparing. My nan is an expert at this. Like I say, her house is always perfect. It doesn't happen by accident. She gets up in the morning and she checks around stuff. Every time she uses something, she cleans it down. You've never seen a cleaner shower in your life. It's amazing. She's always baking. She's always in the kitchen baking and getting. It doesn't just happen by accident that her house is always prepared. She's actively waiting for a guest. She's actively waiting for an arrival. We can't think, well, you know, I've cleaned my house. I'm just going to sit back and relax in it now, because cobwebs will appear. Jesus is calling us to actively wait for him, because the bridegroom is returning. This means having our eyes and our ears open to the world around us. This means recognizing the needs of people around us. The relationships that perhaps we need to put right, the people that we need to say sorry to, the lonely person in our street that needs company, the sick person who needs support, the hungry person who needs food, the homeless person who needs shelter. We need to be actively waiting with our eyes and our ears open. I've not been very well recently, and as such, I've been watching an awful lot of TV. And there's a lot of Christmas ads out there, and they're all trying to do different things. But this very, very simple one by the Co-op really grabbed my attention when I was thinking about this thing of having our eyes and ears open and being actively waiting.
You ain't got any ice? How can we have a party without ice? You have to go shop, bro.
Yeah, whatever.
Your time, didn't you?
First time I saw that advert, I barely even noticed that elderly man who was sort of looking out of his door. I don't know if you noticed it when you saw it just then. It just was part of the scenery, part of what was going on in the background. But that guy had his eyes and his ears open to the world around him, to the needs around him. And it's a real challenge to us this Advent period, but also in our faith, in our life. Are we prepared? Are we actively waiting? And Hugh is going to come and lead us in our prayers.